Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one show for real estate and mortgage. Got a great show lined up for you this morning. Got a special guest all the way from Denver, Colorado, Matt Carpenter. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. Hope you are.
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
So you work, really excited about this this morning's show. So you work for a company called Credit 360. So tell us about a little bit about yourself, how you got started, where you kind of come from, and we'll go get started that way.
Well, once again, thanks for having me today. 360 Credit Consulting, we started about 10 years ago, but more about myself today. Grew up in Denver, Colorado, beautiful. Love the opportunity to travel often and really share knowledge about credit. I really got into this industry after I went to college up in Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Nice.
Now, as far as we really focused on science there, that's the type of guy I was.
Yeah.
A science guy, really looking to move more into working with animals, but helping people in general was something that I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Ended up being human, got a late date on my credit report, could use some help, and 360 Credit Consulting definitely helped me out. So in this case...
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So I saw an opportunity, was offered a sales position there, and really saw that they were helping people. So
that's honestly how you got started in the business. You had some issues, you called Credit 360, they helped you out, and you're like, hey, this is a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm still in the program. There's times that you can always be increasing your credit score, whether you're in lower scores or higher scores, focusing
right
on your credit score is very important. But we'll be getting into that today as well.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about that on the show. And, you know, when we're, you know, having a one-on-one with a client who's looking to buy a house, you know, maybe you've got really good credit, but maybe you're at like a 739. And one extra point is actually going to get you a better deal, better rate, maybe better pricing on your mortgage. So it's not just, fixing, you know, bad credit. There's a lot of other things that you guys do and that we help clients with as far as just making sure they're getting the best deal possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really like analogies, and the way I like to think of credit is just like your fitness life. You know, you really got to be dedicated to it. There's going to take some time and effort, but you're also going to see results. And some people need different results. Some people are looking for different results as well. So when it comes to focusing on your credit, you're going to learn a lot today. And some opportunities, whether you're at those high 700s or even a low 500 moving into your 400s. We're going to look at best ways to increase those scores.
Excellent. So take us back to college. You graduate college, kind of a science background. Had you started working or were you in the workforce before you kind of figured out you had some credit issues?
Yeah, it was pretty immediately after that we're going to be looking at some credit issues, you know, late dates coming out of deferment loans for student loans, that type of thing. And it's a common misconception with people. They see that they're out of college. They forget that they need to pay their bills once they're coming out. And that first bill comes, and sometimes they're not even there. And that's how it was with me. I had relocated out of my college university town, ended up going back to Denver, Colorado. Well, they didn't have the correct address on file. So at that point, they can't be sending the bills to me, and I'm not receiving them. So at that point, it was an illegitimate error here. I really needed to work in order to get it off, and just kind of using 360 as a tool to contact the bureaus and let them know about my issues is important. But
how did you find out about Credit 360? You find out you have some credit issues. You're not sure maybe what to do right off the bat. You're not, you know, no one is there telling you, hey, here's how to fix it. How did you get connected with Credit 360?
Believe it or not, it was just a Google situation.
Yeah.
Google situation. I also saw under their Google ad that they're hiring under Indeed. So it was like, well, I want to see what type of opportunity is here.
Right.
Didn't think that I was going to be moving into sales or into credit at all.
Yeah.
But ended up liking the organization. I actually got to meet the CEO. His lifestyle was admirable, so I wanted to look and try to help people just the way he was as well.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've actually got a pretty similar story. So, you know, I'm a bit older than you, so I was Google was just kind of coming around. I wasn't. It was around, but it wasn't, you know, as widely used as it obviously is now. But so I graduated college, got a job. A few months later, went to go buy, you know, my first car. Obviously needed transportation for my new job. Go to the car dealership. You know, I've had, you know, I had a bank account, you know, as soon as I turned 16, I had like one credit card that, you know, was technically in my name, never got used, whatever. Stellar credit, no problems. I go to the car dealership to get a new car. And the guy comes back and says, "Hey, we got you at 16%. And I was like, "You got me walking out the door."
Yeah.
And it turns out I had me and my college roommate, we had, you know, a cable through Time Warner at the time, or maybe Comcast. I forget who it was. Anyways, it was my roommate's responsibility to return the cable box. Well, he didn't. And you know, so I've got now a collection from, you know, the cable company. So I had like a terrible credit score. And so I, you know, I learned firsthand of, and you know, I didn't, I wasn't Googling Credit 360. Unfortunately, I'm sure I could have used their help and got it worked out a lot quicker than it did. But obviously it took me some time, but to kind of work through that. But that was a big shock. And I think that happens, you know, way too often as far as I never knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I never got any bills. You know, nothing was forwarded to me. All of a sudden, you know, I go to buy something and then, you know, I've got jacked up credit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to be honest with you, that is a common occurrence. Look at credit reports quite often. And majority of the time when it's coming from a cable company, it tends to be of lack of received devices. And in that case, so first with everyone that needs to know how crucial that is, just making sure to return your equipment and then make sure to receive a receipt to show that you did.
Yep.
And at that point, you can really prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
But it shows the importance of credit in general when it comes to shopping and anything.
Right. I think, you know, the dealership was probably offering, you know, like, you know, 0%. Let's just, you know, inflate it and say it was 3% financing at the time for, you know, someone with excellent credit, what should have been me. Then I get 16%. You know, I mean, that, you know, that's a, you know, 13% difference in the interest rate. You know, you're talking at least $100 a month.
Absolutely.
I mean, so, you know, if you think about it in those terms, you know, you just got to absolutely make sure that you're staying on top of your credit, know what's on there. And when you do need the help, that you reach out to the right people, because there's so, I'm sure this is, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I know it's one of my biggest issues when dealing with some clients who have some less than stellar credit is the misinformation that's out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, what's your experience in that as far as like, you know, a client, well, hey, someone told me this or I read this online, and you're obviously telling the different, you know, a different, you know, opposite of what they're maybe have previously heard. What's the, you know, how does that go?
Absolutely. Just like anything, going back to reverting to credit as fitness and health and life, what you're looking for is knowledge is power, making sure you have the right knowledge and the consistency in checking into your credit. But when it comes to that credit situation, what we're looking to do is just extremely be knowledgeable. And as you're saying, there's places to find good sources, you know, myfico.com. You're looking for legitimate resources. A lot of times there's information being passed from illegitimate sources, such as word of mouth, people who believe they know a lot, but not necessarily everything. And
like some other mortgage lenders here in town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hate to say that, but it really comes down. It's a fine art, and there's a lot of different variables. So what one may work for one person may not work for another. So it's never the common recipe or a cookie cutter recipe. And that's a big part about it. So when it comes to understanding your credit, you want to know the variables that are in your court. And that's something that we do up front for free right away.
Right. I talk a lot about that. And you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, number one radio show for mortgage and real estate here in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK. We got Matt Carpenter here with Credit 360, giving some great information on all things credit-wise. So yeah, I mean, that's one thing I certainly stress to my clients is the fact that Matt, if you and I go apply for, you know, two car loans, the same day, you know, and go get one car loan, our credit scores are going to react differently.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it is not one size fits all. It's very specific to each individual. Why is that?
That's because it's going to be made up of their actions. All right. Your credit score is basically showing is a rating of how well you're going to be able to pay back money you're borrowing.
Right.
The higher the score, the more likelihood that you're going to be able to pay that back on a timely basis. Now, the lower the score will show that you're less likely to be able to pay that loan back. So it's really making sure that you're showing good payment history. There's a lot that makes up your credit, which we will be getting into in just a second.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, once again, it goes back to knowledge is power. You want to make sure you have the proper information so that you can be really building health when it comes to your credit.
Yeah. So you got started Credit 360. You had some issues. You had a great experience, such a great experience to where make you want to go work for the company and help other people. Fantastic. I love that. How long have you been with Credit 360 now, and what's kind of your experience been during that time?
Absolutely. So when I first started, it was a little different. I've been with the company pushing 3 years.
Okay.
Now, it is – you have ups and downs in any job, and it was really understanding it. That was the big part is if I really was going to contribute to this industry, it is a boot camp of information and a lot of information that you don't typically come across. What you think may help you financially – may not help you on your credit score and vice versa. So it took a lot of diligent time learning and understanding the industry and how to apply certain aspects to different variables into the credit and into the mortgage industry. But my path along there, I really took to it pretty quickly. It was definitely information that I saw that I was going to need for the rest of my life. And being able to educate people the right way was something that I found very important.
Right.
After going through it, I saw the importance, as I said, and how much progression, how much opportunity is also in this industry. So what I realized was I wanted to set myself aside from the typical companies that are out there. And how I did that was just supplying the best information and the best education to the people. Well, I went through about 6 months and really killed some numbers, also met some great relationships here on the East Coast and North and South Carolina, which allowed me to be promoted to a national sales manager. I was really pushed in, into creating my own opportunities with my team. So I created a new team, and we stretch across the United States. We've got a footprint in every region of the United States as well. So we definitely are on the move, on the rise. And at that point, I really learned a lot of experience of not just managing a team, but still managing a lot of different parts of business to be able to help clientele.
Right. And obviously we're in the information, you know, age. And so, but I think one thing that goes along with that, you know, the more information is out there, the more misinformation is out there. So, you know, do not go it alone. Call us anytime with any questions, 704-999-6646. Be sure you are working with people who actually know what they're talking about. I can't tell you, I this week, had some clients in my office, some messed up credit. He's a veteran, great people, wanting to buy a house, make good money. Everything works. They had a few credit issues. They were working with another mortgage company here in town. That particular person told them a few things to do. It was completely opposite of what I would have told them to do and what you would have told them to do. And sure enough, their credit score actually decreased and not increase. So it's so frustrating. Be sure you are working with professionals that know what they're talking about. Call us anytime, Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. Again, we got Matt Carpenter here with Credit 360. Matt, what is credit? Let's kind of like start really from the baseline, foundational stuff. What is credit? Why is it important?
Okay. Perfect. Well, a pretty simplistic question, but for those who do not know, your credit score, once again, is going to be a good judging or a good rating of how you will pay back money that you are trying to borrow. Now, your credit score is used in several different industries and calculated differently in different industries as well.
Let's talk about some of those industries, because I think some people just think it's, you know, buying, you know, a car or a house. I mean, it's so much more than that. What are some of the, you know, industries out there that are actually reviewing this information and you know, giving a better deal to some people?
Absolutely. Well, first I'm going to go a roundabout way of answering that with some elementary education. A lot of people believe that the credit bureaus are responsible for your credit score.
Right.
That is actually false. They are a repository company or a database company. They simply hold information.
Right.
Your name, your date of birth, social security number, etc. Well, it's a secondary company that usually is creating modules or algorithms that's going to calculate that information.
Yep.
And in this case, in the mortgage industry, it's going to be FICO or Fair Isaacs Corporation. Now, if they only created one algorithm that was just calculating everybody's information, it would be simplistic. Life would be bliss.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's not the case.
I wouldn't get clients angry because I have a lower credit score than what they saw on Credit Karma.
Exactly. And so let's talk about that. Credit Karma, why are the scores different online and different in different industries? Well, it really comes down to what industry you're using to pull that credit. So in the mortgage industry, they're going to be pretty harsh on your information because they are larger loans. But there are four main industries that are utilizing credit. They're your credit and insurance industry, your mortgage industry, which I only strictly focus in, your auto industry, and lastly is that online industry or Credit Karma.
Right.
Now, online industry uses a different algorithm by different company, and that's going to be VantageScore. Now, it sounds like a lot of information, trust me. But when it comes to a good thought, think of your online industry as a good way to just know your credit health. Just because that's
at least know what's being reported.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's supposed to keep up with, once again, knowledge is power. Know what is on your credit report so that you can make steps in order to improve it as well. Now, that online industry I see as just a good, well-rounded number to understand what your credit is. But that number will not take effect directly into shopping for a mortgage or shopping for a car. They are going to be different. When it comes to what is calculated as far as the information goes.
Right. So let me interrupt you right there because I get this question too. And I, you know, you see these commercials online or on TV, whatever it may be, or online. And it says, you know, whatever credit reporting agency they're advertising for you to check online yourself, it says, hey, we use FICO. It's the same scoring, you know, model that mortgage companies use, yet mortgage companies' credit scores are still going to be different.
Absolutely.
So why is that?
That's because, once again, FICO did not just create one algorithm. They created a bunch of different algorithms. And that's why when we go pulling in the mortgage industry, there are actually 8 different ones that are approved by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that are being applied to credit reports today.
Right.
And so that is in the mortgage industry, you're going after 3 of them, 3 of those algorithms that are giving you different scores weighing on different options of information on your report.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to that information, not only can you have different scores in different industries, but you can also have different scores in the same industry. So lender to lender, you may be able to go to one mortgage lender, pull a 600, and then go to another one the same day and pull a 620. Well, it comes down to they're using 3 of those 8 approved algorithms, and the other company may be using a different 3. Nonetheless, they're calculating information just a little bit differently, so you may have those variances in the same industry as well.
Why are there so many different – if you just look at the mortgage, like you said, there's 8 different approved scoring formulas. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, of course, are the 2 conventional agencies that are buying up all the loans. You know, a lender couldn't provide you a loan if someone's not there to actually purchase it as a securitized investment. Kind of that's getting in the deep side of, you know, what happens after you get a mortgage. But so why are there 8 different, you know, scoring models? Like, what's the purpose of that? In your opinion,
that's to give a well-rounded risk factor, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just going with one algorithm saying this is how it's going to be, it may not be that situation. If you think about credit is just like looking at yourself every day. You know, most of it looks the same, but some things may change. But throughout this credit part, you want to make sure that you know your credit completely. Now, when you're knowing your credit completely, you know the steps as far as health, as I said.
Right.
But when there's different aspects. You may go through economic hardship. That economic hardship cannot define you just because you miss some payments, correct?
Right.
Now, the same situation where people can be negligent and just completely miss the payment and not pay them. You don't want to put them in the same category. So you want to make sure that these algorithms are weighing different parts of the report, giving it a beneficial option for that person to help better understand whether they're going to pay the money back or not.
So the credit scoring algorithms really can kind of tell a difference between, you know, let's say if you had, you know, a financial hardship like today and missed a payment, and versus maybe me who, you know, I've got plenty of money in the bank, but you know what? I just goofed. I've been super busy. I got three kids, and I just, you know, forgot to send in the payment when I thought I had. Does maybe not after just 1 month of that, but over maybe a smaller period or a larger period of time, the scoring formers can kind of look at that and kind of weigh those differently?
That's the direction that they want to go in. They want to better understand the borrower a little bit better based off of their information. You know, judging information in future algorithms. See, the big thing that people don't understand is we read a lot of information online, even on MyFICO. Right. But some of those algorithms, those scoring modules, FICO 08, 09, they haven't been accepted into the mortgage industry.
Right.
And if that's the case, you're not going to see them on those reports. So you may not see those exact changes as well. So that I wanted to make sure that a lot of people understood that. But when it comes to the algorithms, the best way to describe it is focusing on every piece of information to determine the likelihood of you paying money back, a future risk-based score, if you will. Right now, does it really differentiate the difference between someone who's going through economic hardship or just bad caricature? Not necessarily.
Right.
But that's what they're looking toward, to move towards, so that they can better understand people. And it doesn't just affect one person one way.
Right. And I'm sure they'll get there with all the tech stuff going on that's happening every day.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. We've got Matt Carpenter here in studio with us. Credit 360 is the company that he works for. They do any tips on credit, help you fix any credit that you have issues with, and make sure that you are getting the best deal for. He focuses on mortgage, of course, in the mortgage world. And so if you're out there, you got bad credit, or you just want to make sure you're going to get the best deal from the mortgage company, you need to give Credit 360 a shout. Give us a call anytime. Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. Matt, I've got this flyer here from you, and I've loved it. I've used it for a long time. It's very, very helpful for anyone to know. Certainly, you know, with the fact that I'm, you know, working with clients and their credit reports on a daily basis. Break this down for us. What makes up, you know, your credit score, at least in the mortgage industry?
Great question. So what we're going to start off with is just your major points. You know, your largest section in your credit is going to be made up of your payment history. This is pretty easy to understand. These are going to be any payments that you're making monthly in order to better your credit score. Now, these are on-time payments, or actually they may be late payments. This section really focuses on all payments. Now, a lot of companies out there actually only strictly focus in this section because it's also where all derogatory accounts are found as well. Your negative items is made up of in that 35%.
Okay.
So a lot of people who have had those economic hardships or do have those blemishes on their credit report, sometimes they feel like they're in a tunnel with no light at the end, if you will. Well, we work to really try to get them toward the end of that tunnel by creating a personalized game plan. Now, we work outside of just dispute removals. You know, looking to remove things off of your report can be very important, but at the same time, it's not everything that makes up your credit. It only makes up 35% of your score. So 65% of your credit score actually has to do with current actions, things that you could be doing to better your credit score. So that's where we want to make sure we're focusing a lot of our education. Of course, if there's a company out there that is able to remove items based off of illegitimacy, it's going to be 360 Credit Consulting. But moving forward, it's going to be about creating that personalized game plan for the client. And I believe that's why we have such great success. So moving into our next section is going to be amounts owed. This is your credit cards. This is going to be based off of strictly your credit cards. Credit cards are king in this industry and in this particular section. 30% is made up of payment history on that card as well. So we want to make sure that clients are utilizing credit cards. So first thing off is if you do not have a credit card, you're missing 30% of your score, or almost a third of it. That's huge. So we want to make sure that clients are creating payment history so that the algorithms can show that they are willing to lend and they are able to borrow or able to pay them back. But nonetheless...
Why does the scoring formula reward usage of credit cards so much, and maybe, you know, not like an installment loan, like a car loan or a student loan. Of course, that's, we'll get into that, and we'll break down those percentages as well. But obviously, so much, 30%, you know, is focused on, you know, paying a credit card, or at least even having a credit card. Like, why does it reward that so much?
I believe it's because of revolving debt. I think it's because there's always a change in minimum payment. There's always
a change.
It
gives you the ability to pay and use again.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And so you can really understand people's habits. And that's what some of the newer algorithms are trying to look. Even Trended Credit is the same situation. It really breaks down how people are paying the debt that they've borrowed down to the percentage to understand whether they are going to be able to repay debt on a timely manner as well.
Yeah.
Now, as far as some of the more information and futuristic information, that's what they're looking to do, is to judge how people are making their payments in the past 24 months and determining the opportunity or the likelihood that they are going to be paying back that money.
Right. And you brought that up earlier, and I think it's just a good thing to stop and actually highlight that fact, is because, you know, I get – you know, I'll have clients, well, you know, I miss a couple payments, you know, but I've always paid on time. Well, what the scoring formula is really trying to do is forecast your likelihood of paying in the future, not like kind of where you're at now. It's actually trying to forecast to people who are will maybe give you money, loan you money, whether it be through a credit card or a house or car, whatever, and try to forecast your likelihood of paying that in the future.
Absolutely. And that's the case, is really looking for that future risk-based score. So they want to know the risk of lending out large amounts of money in this case. And so understanding whether somebody pays just the minimum each time or they're completely eliminating the debt and borrowing again, those type of issues are important as well.
Right. And so that's been a recent change, and mortgage companies, as far as I know, really haven't adapted to that just yet. I think some have. But now there's kind of a new model that, so when you're making a lot more than the minimum payment, so if you're maybe not carrying a balance, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, doesn't that now show up on the credit reports that you're paying more than the minimum payment? That kind of helps you out?
Yes, and it depends what credit reports you guys are obviously pulling, what reporting agencies, but that's where that Trended Credit come in last year, 2016, and it's supposed to be able to understand the payment process through the client to know their habits, just like I said. And as far as what you should be doing, you could do either one on different accounts. I hear that a lot. You know, should I leave a balance on my credit card or should I completely pay it off? Well, it determines on the activity on the card as well.
Right.
We want to make sure that people are keeping their debt percentages under 30% utilization. So we call that the debt to limit ratio. Debt to limit ratio at that point. And so we want to make sure that their balance is remaining a good 30% below that limit or the usage at that point.
Right. I'm a little bit more aggressive with my clients. I tell them 1% to 5%.
I like that.
It seems to be the most optimal percentage when it comes to what's my optimum credit score here in the mortgage business is a credit utilization ratio, credit limit, debt to limit ratio of 1% to 5% seems to be what works best. And I recommend it because, you know, don't carry a credit card balance and pay interest when you don't need to.
Exactly.
Which goes to what the credit score is. Don't live above your means.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's a good point, is don't live above your means, but keeping a 1% to 5% as far as usage on your cards is it's playing that safe route. You want to keep that score readily available when you're looking to pull, just in case you do come across that perfect home that you want to buy.
Right.
So whether you are looking to purchase or not, maintaining that credit score is always important, but it's maintaining your balances as well. You don't want to get in over your head on your credit cards, because it won't not only affect you financially, but it's also going to affect you via loans and looking to purchase via your credit score.
Right. And if you got questions, please give us a call during or after the show, 704-999-6646, or catch us online at carolinasmortgage.com. Be sure to head over to our Instagram page, at Carolinas Mortgage. Give us a follow. We would greatly appreciate it. We got Matt Carpenter here in studio with us, Credit 360. Matt, so we got maybe a couple of other percentages here as far as like the scoring makeup goes. Kind of walk us through the rest of this.
Okay. Now, continuing on, your next largest section is going to be length of credit history. That's a 15% section there.
Yeah.
Now, is length of credit card length of credit history, what's that look like? All that's doing is it's an average of your open and active accounts.
Right.
What you have open now. And believe it or not, the longer that you show good payment history on a card, the longer that it's open, the more that they may reward you for that as well.
Right.
Now, in this section, there are opportunities for point increases as well. There's things such as authorized users that may work in particular situations. Now, an authorized user, some may ask, what is that? That is when you add a particular person onto a credit card as an authorized user. And when that happens, the history of that particular credit card mirror imaged over to the new user and their credit report within a 30-day time frame. I've seen this boost scores immensely. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that everybody understands that that's borrowed history. Everybody understand that is borrowed history. So there are opportunities where it may increase your score and you are able to use it as far as purchasing, but understand it may hinder you as well. They may say, hey, well, this is a particular account that somebody else is using as far as their borrowed history.
Right. Yeah. Great point. I actually talked about this just a few weeks ago here on the show as far as, you know, what's the quickest way you can maybe get a jump start on your credit report if you're just kind of starting out. And we talked about, you know, adding an authorized user and kind of what to look for. You know, account that's been open for, you know, 5 years or more is optimal. A ratio that's very low, maybe a high credit limit with a low balance. And of course, you know, a clean credit history too. So it's a fantastic way to boost that length of credit history if you're a young person. I think it's somewhat unfair. You know, if you're graduating college, maybe you've paid all your bills, you're 22, 23, whatever. You know, you're in my situation where you graduate college, you get a job, you actually need transportation, you don't have a car, you know, and then you go get a car. Maybe you don't have any credit and they're going to, you know, jack your rate up because you don't have any credit. Well, that's one real quick way that you can maybe take advantage of that scoring formula.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe that it works very well in close related families as well. You know,
absolutely.
So helping your kid instead of co-signing, having them have their own opportunity for a car loan.
Right.
That is something that may help them. Sometimes they still need that co-signer. But if they have the opportunity, it could push it to where they can get the loan by themselves.
Definitely.
But nonetheless, a good tool to increase your credit score. The next section that we can talk about is just 10%. It's your credit mix. This is weighing the difference or a good ratio of your revolving accounts to installment accounts. Now, when I say installment account, for those who do not know that, that's where your monthly payment is going to remain the same.
You're going to pay it till it gets to zero.
Exactly. These are your student loans, your auto loans, your mortgages. Now, revolving is credit cards, as we may have learned.
Right.
You know, it's each month your minimum payment may be revolving, going up or down based off of your usage on the card.
Yep.
So what they're looking for here is a good 1-to-1 ratio or a 3-account to 3-account ratio. Now, don't get me wrong. This is where 10% of your score. A lot of people will ask me, oh, well, if I only have one mortgage or I only have one auto loan, does that mean I'm losing a ton of points because of not having a well-balanced file? That's not necessarily the case. What they want to do is just prevent you from having a good 25 credit cards open and one installment loan.
Gotcha.
You may be losing a lot of points in this 10% section, but you're also losing points in your 30% section that we previously touched on, that amounts owed. Now, understand, earlier when I said amounts owed, if you do not have a credit card, it's worth 0% of your score, 30% of your score. Now, that 30% of your score, you're losing.
Well,
if you do have one credit card, it is worth that 30%. Two credit cards cuts it right in half, 15%. Three credit cards, 10% each. So understand, if we had even 15 credit cards open, that means each credit card is worth 2%. So what they're looking for is really a well-balanced file. Try to keep it a good section of good credit cards, you know, up to five, I would say, a good five or six. But people have personal businesses that they use them as well. You know,
right.
A typical card that's in your name, you use it all month and then completely pay it off. Something like that. But at the end of the day, it's looking for a well-balanced file. Now, one thing that I hear quite often is the highest score in the mortgage industry, which would be that 850 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Some mortgage lenders tell me they see it quite often. And in that case, it's hard to believe because
– I've never seen an 850.
Exactly. We call them mythical creatures over
right.
at
the
over
unicorn.
At 360. Yeah, yeah, exactly. People talk about them, Bigfoot, but no one's going to actually see it. The
yeah.
reason why is even if you get up to that 850 credit score, which typical – 850 credit scores, they have trade lines over 25 years. They have great payment history, less than 1% utilization on their cards, you know, 95% paid off mortgages. That's to get to those top tiered credit scores.
Yeah.
But when a mortgage lender like yourself or an auto dealership comes across and pulls their score, what do you think happens? That
right.
credit inquiry hits and it allows it to ding the score. So at that point, you won't see that 850 credit score being at the very top.
Yeah, I think the highest I've seen was an 844, which is might as well be an 850. I
mean, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
You know, crazy.
Now, moving into our last section would be new credit. Now, new credit is a 10% section of your credit, and this is a unique section because all of your points are given to you up front. When I say all of your points are given to you up front, that's when you get that Social Security number. You should have these points. Now, you have two ways that you are getting deducted points. The first one is going to be opening a new trade line, whether it's going to be installment, as we learned, being a constant minimum payment throughout the loan, or a revolving account, which is going to have those fluctuating minimum payments. Now, when you open a new trade line, like I said, whether it's revolving or installment, your score is actually going to take a hit. It's going to go down for a good 90 days. 3 months. The reason why is they want to see how you're handling that new debt obligation.
Yeah.
They want to see that you are making good payment history and that you can handle the account. Then you will start to receive your points back, and then it's by month, by the activity per month that you will be receiving points on your credit score as well. So that comes back to that good payment history, maintaining your payments on time and making sure that you're paying the right amount as well.
Yeah. Fantastic information.
Now, there's a second way that points can be deducted in this section, and that's going to be via credit inquiries.
Okay.
Now, in the mortgage industry, I know that there are actual shopping windows that clients can be shopping. A good algorithm, each part of those boring algorithms that I keep talking about, when we talk on a mortgage report, you're pulling three of those algorithms. Each one actually gives you a good shopping window. The major window that everybody knows about is going to be that 30-day shopping window. That's because we don't want that mid-score to be affected. So understand when we're talking about credit inquiries, that is when a mortgage lender or an auto dealership, when they request to pull your credit, it actually serves as a ding. It hurts your credit score. It can be between 2 to 5 points, or as your points go higher, it could be worth more. But what clients need to understand is there are shopping windows provided as well. So if you can stay near a good shopping window, consistently pulling a credit within a 14-day window,
right.
then you will only be hurt once for those dings. Now, you could pull it 100 times in that 14-day window, and you'll still only be hurt once. But once we start to wait a little bit of time,
right.
you know, outside of 30 days, 45 days, that's when we're going to be hit with multiple credit inquiries on the credit report.
So let's say that you've got, you know, an 800 credit score, or let's say 700. So you've got, you know, you've got a 700 credit score, and let's just say for, you know, simplicity's sake, it's been a 700 credit score for a year, and you've done nothing with your credit. If I pull your credit today, when does that ding go into effect? Is it when I pull it, or let's say if someone pulls it 3 weeks from today, then it's going to be maybe like a 698.
Great question. It should come immediate. It should come pretty immediate. When you pull the credit, it should ding your Credit Karma or whatever app you may have on your phone indicating
right.
your score may have gone down or somebody is accessing your credit report.
So if I pulled it today, I would pull a 698?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so in that case, now it depends on the algorithm, of course, where you're
sure.
pulling it. But when you do a hard pull, it should show it right away. And in fact, a lot of banks have some anti-fraud systems that allow you to know when people are trying to access your credit report as well.
Right.
So that knowing is going to be the biggest opportunity to stop fraud as well. So having that notification, whether it's yourself pulling your credit report or not, is important. That way you're protecting your information as well.
Yep. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. You got questions. We definitely have answers. Call us anytime, 704-999-6646, or catch us online at carolinasmortgage.com. Talking all things credit today with Matt here from Credit 360, all the way from Denver, Colorado, giving us the information today. So, Matt, why or where lots of different, you know, online reporting agencies, we've kind of talked, you know, pros and cons of what's out there. Where do kind of you recommend if someone, you know, just wants to kind of check on their credit, where do you recommend them to go?
Great question. Now, the easiest is always going to be online.
Sure.
And just understand that may not be the same score that you are shopping in, whatever industry you're shopping in. But the important part is to know what is reporting, as you said earlier. It's important because you want to know what you may be going into. Have a good idea. I know a lot of clients that do have that good idea that come into your office and say, look, I got a 698, Credit Karma says so. And then at that point, you pull it and it's a little different.
Right. Credit Karma runs about 30 to 40 points higher than what I see.
Yeah.
Unless it's kind of weird. If they've got a little suspect credit, it seems like I'm going to be about 30 to 40 points lower. If they have really good credit, it seems like I'm actually going to be about 30 to 40 points higher.
Mm-hmm. And so all you need to know there is there will be a variance. If
right.
you're looking to shop, just know that you want to go forward and be prepared. Be prepared to take that first ding. And that way you have a good midline of where your credit is and what steps you can do to increase it to get that better rate.
Yeah.
Now, also what I want people to know is online. Online, as I said, there are plenty of opportunities, but sometimes you need to read your terms and conditions on these as well.
Yeah.
Some government-sanctioned websites, you know, annualcreditreport.com, they can actually waive your right to Fair Credit Reporting Act laws, which in that case, it's really getting in depth about the law. But, you know, you have 30-day response times from the bureaus that they're going to contact the creditor and verify information for you.
Yeah.
Now, you may click the terms and conditions and waive that right, and it could be upwards to 45 days as far as response time. Sounds like 15 days but difference, but that's actually 50% more time in a month.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of differences out there that I want to make sure clients are using. When we use Credit Karma, absolutely, Credit Karma is great. It's a great tool, useful tool to know what is on your reports. Just understand it tends to not be all three credit bureaus. And
right.
lastly, that your score may be a variance depending on where you're shopping. But it's a good way, a good free way to completely understand your credit, what's on your credit, and also to keep up with live notifications, whether people are pulling it, whether your score is going up or down based off of utilization. I know that they advertise a lot on there as well for good credit cards. Just keep in mind
right.
opening that new trade line, especially during that holiday season when department stores are saying you get 15 to 40% off of what's in your basket,
right.
may hurt your credit score if you're looking to purchase in the spring. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Definitely. So we're online, Credit Karma, wherever else. We're searching our credit report, reviewing it. We're thinking about buying. We see some incorrect information or some, you know, negative information. What do we do?
Well, I'm going to backtrack first and also make sure to mention one reputable website would be scoresense.com. It's a good way that you can get a pull, and they also offer a credit monitoring program on the side. But nonetheless, a good opportunity to pull your credit report, a tri-merge report from each three bureaus,
cool.
and it will only cost you a dollar.
And that was Credit Sense?
ScoreSense.
ScoreSense.
Yes, scoresense.com.
Excellent.
So you can create a good profile there, pull your credit report, and render out of the services if you're not looking for that monitoring, credit monitoring by the monthly. But do you mind repeating that question one
yeah,
more
brother.
Time? Let's go back to that.
Yeah, so we're online. We're on ScoreSense, reviewing our credit. We see some, you know, some inaccuracies or negative information, or you know, just something that we don't feel is right, or at least we need to get corrected to increase our scores, make it look better, what have you. Where do we go? What do we do?
Great question. Now that's when it comes into credit repair, credit restoration. Now sometimes people will say they all have their own attitude or opinion about whether it works in the industry or not. You're reading reviews, you're reading right. things online. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of information is good, but too much information can almost create a white noise to Absolutely. Understand what is going to be beneficial. But first, if you do, I encourage clients, you're not alone. You know, I come across it every single day where there are things on the credit report, whether they are yours or they are not yours, or they could be completely correct or they may not be correct. In this case, it's seeking out a good company and finding that education about the report.
Right.
Luckily, we've been in business, really striving and growing as a company via exponential growth of just good customer service. That's something that we want to set with the client from the very beginning, is a good expectation, transparency of their score, and making sure they're knowledgeable so that they're not in this place again a year or two or 10 years from now. But nonetheless, you can find us at 360creditconsulting.com. We also have an office line. It's 1-877-487-4898. Once again, 1-877-487-4898. And feel free to just ask for a representative. Once again, my team is Matt Carpenter. Trinity Chambers is one of my great consultation experts. She goes line by line with you to help you understand what directions we need to improve the credit score. Once again, that is completely free. Whether you have a credit report or not, you want to get more knowledge about what you need to do to take steps to increase your score, Trinity would be a great source, as well as myself, in order to help you understand what you need to do.
Excellent. Yeah. So great point. So just kind of reaching out to, you know, 360 Credit, calling Matt, his team. If you see issues on your credit report, you know, you can call us anytime, of course, as well, and we'll get you squared away. The only company I recommend in this, outside of myself, and I do a lot, you know, I work with a lot of clients just on my personal basis. But hey, if we got some clients that need to kind of, you know, the help, 360 Credit, the only company that we recommend, just because there are a lot of fly by night companies out there that are just willing to take your money. They actually charge a great deal more than 360 Credit, and you get nothing for it.
I'd like to touch on that just for a second, knowing what is a good reputable company and what is not. I mean, a lot of things are just looking at you as an individual. What type of repair do you need?
Right.
First, if they're offering their information, things that you need to do, and they're charging you for it, that's not necessarily the best way I see to do business. You know,
right.
You need a sample. A lot of people just don't know what is going on the report. The second is when people they make sure to charge up front. That's another thing. There's a lot of variables. There's a lot of gray areas in this as well, this industry. Now, when it comes to reputable companies, you'll find that they don't charge a lot up front because they know that the power of increasing the scores.
Right.
Now, in my mind, a lot of people don't pay for a lot up front unless it's going to completely fix it. You know, when you take your car in, you're not paying things up front because you want the work done correctly. And that's something that we really thrive on in our industry, is we do the work first. Even our monthly billing is in arrears. So that means
right.
that we're doing the work up front, and then we're billing you. And it's just like a service, as I said, changing that oil.
Yeah, and one of the main differences, and we kind of, you know, this is how we, you know, how we want to conduct business, and you guys do it very well, is the education piece. So, you know, you guys spend time with the clients. You know, what we've just done here for the last 45 minutes as far as, hey, this is the 100% piece that makes up your credit, 30% here, 10% here, 15%, so on. You know, you're going through that with the client on an individual basis. Here's how your credit report stacks up. Here's why the scores are what they are. Here's how we can, you know, help you build it. Here's what we need to fix and repair anything that needs to be repaired. But, you know, it comes from an education standpoint, not a your credit score is messed up, give us $500, we'll fix it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a totally different model.
And another big thing that I want to touch on is going to be the participation part. A lot of companies, sometimes they focus so much on just removing what's on the report that the client forgets that their participation is needed as well. As
100%.
I've said from the very beginning, I like to relate credit with fitness. I like to be outdoors. I like to be pretty fit. Well, when it comes to that, you want to make sure you're participating. You know, we already talked about knowledge is power. What is going to better you? But now it comes down to your participation. You know, as humans, we really see if you put a blockade in front of us and it's something that we really want, we find ways around it. So now it's just coming back to what score do you want and how long do you want to stay in our program or how long do you want to take to work at it in order to achieve that higher success for you.
Absolutely. You got to put in the work.
Absolutely. And that's something, it's working side by side when it comes to 360 Credit Consulting. Your negative information, yes, we have a service for that to really check and make sure that we are determining whether it is your file or eliminating those negative items off of the report. But right. A lot of it is going to be coming, as I said, that 65% is just coaching and actions that you are currently doing and future actions that you could be doing to increase that score. Maintaining good credit card balances, making sure you're fully aware of the trade lines that are on your report. And lastly, seeking help if you need it. You know, there are good companies out there, as I said. We would be a great resource for just free education. I encourage anyone with any score to come to us if they have any questions. That way they have a good direction to increase that score.
Yeah. So with my client base, I do a lot of, you know, credit game planning, financial planning. As far as, hey, here's what you need to be working on. Maybe you can't be approved right now. You know, here's what you need to be working on. Here's how you need to be saving it. You know, different plans. I always get the question, because I spend a lot of time with my clients and knowing that, you know, I'm 100% commission. I'm not getting paid if I'm not helping them into a house. But I genuinely care. We talk a lot about that and, you know, that will come later on if I provide a great service and genuinely care for my clients. So I do. So I always get the question, well, how much do I owe you? And my answer is always the same. The only payment I require is for you to actually do what I told you to do. I spent a lot of time here out of my day to help you and give you the information that you need. Now it's up to you. And, we can give them all the information, tell them exactly what to do, how to do it. But it really is up to the client to really want it and then go out and get it done.
Absolutely. And I think some good ways to understand that is, why are you increasing your credit score? Always ask yourself that. Why am I looking to increase it? Well, we want that dream home. We want that home for our family, or we're looking to purchase, or in this particular situation, we are looking for the best opportunity when it comes to the pricing of the home, the rate. Even mortgage insurance, there's a lot that play off of this credit.
Mortgage insurance is huge when it comes to credit score.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're talking about, several hundred dollars a month, potentially, thousands of dollars a year. And, over the life of a loan, you're talking about tens of thousands, if not, into the, six-figure, $100,000 in additional interest that you wouldn't have to pay if you just got the right information and applied it. So call us anytime you need the right information, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Matt, so much great information. So someone, needs help, they call you guys. What's the length of time that is normally taken to kind of get them on the right path?
That's probably the number one question I run across.
Right.
How much is it going to cost? What time frame are we looking at? And we have built a platform that is designated for you. Now, credit, unfortunately, if it takes you 10 years to get down to a low score, it doesn't mean I can clear it up in 10 minutes. That's something that I want to make sure people understand. It's going to take some time to increase your score.
Right.
But nonetheless, giving you a proper expectation up front is important, and every variable on your report is different. So that's why we look for that free consultation. Come on, give us a call. We'll go through your particular situation, and it all comes down to your goals, your dreams as well. If you're looking for that that score well over 800, you're more than welcome to stay in our program and really work with us until we get you there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just looking for a particular score to get into a home loan right away, feel free to do that. That's the best part about this. There's no contracts. There's no obligations to stay in our program. People stay in our program because of the success and because of their own goals. So I highly encourage you to really just find a game plan. Find that path by giving us a call. We'll look at your score and say, in 3 to 6 months, 9 months, this is what the score could look like. And that way you can start planning your purchases, whether it's a new car, new home, in any direction, just making sure to utilize your credit score.
Right. Matt Carpenter, 360 Credit Consulting. Matt, one more time, give us your contact information. How can people get a hold of you?
Absolutely. 360creditconsulting.com, or feel free to give us a call on our main line, 1-877-487-4898. And you can also contact me via email, matt@360creditconsulting.com.
Matt, it truly has been a pleasure. Lots of great information. And again, so much misinformation out there. Our job here is to make sure we're getting the right information out to our marketplace, make sure people are well taken care of and are going to get the great, best possible deal for their financial well-being. And, you know, we spend a lot of time making sure that that is the case for our clients. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And hopefully we can do this again. I would love to share some more information.
Absolutely. You have been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we will catch you back here next Saturday. All the best.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tega K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.